are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have.
Good morning. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings at 64 degrees. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. And we want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
You ready to go international?
Let's do it. Rock Hill's Most Beloved Festival, now in its 20th year. It is back. We are, of course, talking about the St. Anne International Festival this Friday, September the 17th, and Saturday, September the 18th.
And we have Miss T. Lee here with us this morning. We've been talking about what it takes to have this event this year. Of course, with COVID, last year it was canceled. We were all crying. But this year, what goes into making this event happen?
We pray more than we prepare. So I think we got that patent now. And then we took extra precaution. We got the plastic gauze from DHEC to cover between the person ordering the food and the person selling the food. And we have plastic forks, knives, spoon individually wrapped. And every food booth we have, we're going to have hand sanitizer and wipes. So anybody want extra protection, they can have it, you know.
So this is the 20th annual St. Anne's International Festival, which means probably most of our listeners totally know what this is and can't wait. But for those that are new to our area, what is the International Festival?
We have foods from different countries. Like we have foods from Poland, from Mexico, from Vietnam. And then we have a hamburger, hot dog, you know, and then we have pizza. We have popcorn, you know, all the variety like that. And then we have inflatables for big kids and the bounce house for little kids. And then we have music. We have the mayor going to open our program on Friday. And then we have the dedication. We just have four new statues of St. Anne, St. Joachim, St. Philip Neri, St. Joseph in our church. So Father going to bless that in the beginning of the festival. I think it's always good at the church to do things religiously before we're having fun, you know. And that's why. And then we have performers that will be performing. We have the spirit, the Gypsy Spirit Tribe. They like the group of belly dancers, you know, that they dance for us Friday and Saturday. And then we have the Lion Dragon Dancer. They are from Charlotte, the Catholic kid from Charlotte, and they're performing on Saturday at 6. And then we have Zumba lesson. After you eat for a while, you walk it off, and then you do Zumba. You do Zumba. You know.
And this will all take place at St. Anne?
Yes, sir. Catholic. All at St. Anne. Okay. All Catholic at St. Anne, yeah. Okay. And then we have people directing traffic. We park like at St. Anne parking lot, and then across the street, you know. That's what we do. And then we do have handicapped parking spaces, so just go right in, you know.
Now, you brought your flyer in, and you had our mouths watering. So tell us what you're going to be offering in your booth. This looks fantastic.
At the Vietnam booth, we offer vermicelli with grilled chicken or grilled pork, and then we have the fresh summer roll, and then we have the fried spring roll. You know, either you go healthy or you go tasty. You know, that's my.
And then you go Zumba.
Yeah, and then you do the Zumba, yes. And then we have rice with grilled pork chop. That is very authentic Vietnamese food. And then this year, normally in the past, our food booth, Ethiopian food booth, sell coffee, but they cannot participate this year. So we are selling French Vietnamese coffee. And it's slow drip, and it's going to drip right in front of you, iced coffee. It's very good. Once you drink it, you will want to come back, trust me. You know, it's going to drip right in front of you slowly, and then put out. It's really good. You know?
What's the benefit of this? I mean, why should folks take time out of their Friday or Saturday to come to the St. Anne International Festival?
All the money go to our church, and then from those money, we support St. Vincent de Paul. You know, that's the charity group within our church that every Thursday, folks in the community come and get food. And then once a month, we have all our church members drop off socks, you know, drop off blanket, and then they made it too. It's just not they buy the sock, but they made a handmade a blanket, you know, and the canned food. So every, you know, it's go around the community, and then we support Boy Scout, Girl Scout, you know. And then every Thanksgiving, we cook Thanksgiving dinner for all, like 800 meals for all the folks around. So the money will go right here, support local community.
But you also get a taste of the international flair that's right here in our community that I frankly did not realize we had so many different folks from international countries here in our backyard, which is fascinating to know about their culture and food and just everything else.
We are very cultural, you know, group at St. Anne's. You know, it's so funny. 20 years ago when we first started the festival, one of my friends, he cooked fried catfish and he called it redneck food or something like that. Yes, I kid you not. I don't know if I say it right or wrong, but then that's what we had, you know. And from we changed along the line, you know, because when we first started it, we didn't know if anybody would come and support us, what happened. So we try our best. But then,
It was delicious.
He fried catfish right in front of you and he dressed, you know, like, it was fun, you know.
So you have fun and take your kids. A good family opportunity to give back and help others.
So it's this Friday and Saturday. We're talking about the 20th annual St. Anne International Festival. This Friday from 5 to 10. Saturday it picks up from 2 to 9 at St. Anne Catholic Church here in Rock Hill. And go out there. You're going to sample a lot of great food. There's going to be live entertainment, games, and so much more for the whole family. T. Lee is the festival chair. And T, congratulations once again for putting together this event. 20 years going strong, and we know the community will answer big time this Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.